For the first time, firefighters nationwide are mobilized to raise awareness of high blood pressure and a systematic chronic condition affecting one out of three U.S. adults. Uncontrolled high blood pressure, the leading risk factor for cardiovascular disease, and is associated with a higher risk of heart attack, heart failure, and stroke. Firefighters who face extreme physical and psychological stresses in their work protecting their communities have a high rate of on-duty deaths caused by heart disease, and high blood pressure may be one of the contributing factors. Joining us on the WDIS Newsline is Harold A. Kateberger, General President of the International Association of Firefighters, Dr. Stefanos Hales, Medical Director of the Cambridge Health Alliance, associated with Harvard Medical School. Hello, gentlemen. How are you both?
Dan, good morning. Carol Shaper here, doing just fine.
Good morning, Dan. It's Dr. Kales.
How did the firefighters get involved with this campaign against high blood pressure?
Well, we started working in a cooperative collaboration with Novartis Pharmaceuticals, who certainly a leader on the medical side of providing care for high blood pressure, and recognizing that of the 100-plus line of duty deaths that we experience each year in our profession, that some 45% end up related to some form of heart disease, heart failure, heart attack, or stroke, and then realizing that high blood pressure plays such a significant role in those incidents. So we wanted to participate in a program and help develop a program not only to make our own members much more aware and then to seek medical care and attention, but we wanted to use the goodwill of our members in our neighborhoods and our communities and the relationship that they have in those communities to help bring a program, which is our Stop Drop Control program, out to the community, and then to be able to share screenings and awareness and help guide the general population to be more sensitive to and to seek care.
Well, you certainly do have a lot of goodwill out there. As you know, as police officers sometimes say to one another, if you want to be loved, join the fire department. Doctor, tell us about high blood pressure. What role does stress play in high blood pressure?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's important to be aware of the definition of high blood pressure, and that is when the top number, when you go to the doctor and doctor or nurse checks your blood pressure, if the top number is 140 or greater, or the bottom number is 90 or greater, that is defined as high blood pressure. As you mentioned, there are a number of different risk factors: overweight, family history, certain types of diet, and stress. Those can all play roles in this. The president outlined a number of the stressors that firefighters face, both physical and psychological. They've got to be able to wake up in the middle of the night from a sound sleep, put on 50 pounds plus of gear and tools, get mobilized and respond to an emergency. And that type of fight or flight response just sends your heart rate and your blood pressure skyrocketing. There are other things firefighters are exposed to, like high levels of noise from sirens and other factors that also increase blood pressure. And there's the stress of the dangerous situations and some of the traumatic situations that they face when they are assisting members of the community and trying to save their lives. So stress is definitely a risk factor for this.
How often should someone have their blood pressure checked?
You know, Dan, at a minimum, once a year. And that would be a person whose blood pressure is absolutely rock-solid normal. If a person's in the pre-hypertensive range or in the hypertensive range, they should be following it more often, perhaps at least 2-3 times a year for someone who is pre-hypertensive. And if someone who has hypertension, they should be following it up regularly with their doctor. And it would also be a good idea for them to have a home blood pressure monitor, so that they know that the medications and lifestyle changes that they're making are working and maintaining their blood pressure at an acceptable range.
Now, sometimes because of the line of work you're in, like being a firefighter, or because of heredity, even if you have a good lifestyle, you're still going to have high blood pressure. What are the new best medicines out there to treat it?
You know, Dan, there are a wide variety of medications out there, and no one medication is the best for all individuals. Different individuals may require different medications or combinations of medications depending upon their other risk factors and other underlying medical conditions. So that's something that somebody needs to discuss directly with their personal physician or personal health care provider. And based upon the entire context of their medical history and all of the other conditions that they have or they don't have, and how well they respond to, let's say, the first medication that's prescribed, then their physician can select the best prescription for them. But there are many different prescriptions out there. But the main point is for people to go out there, and if they don't know what their blood pressure is, they should be seeing a physician or healthcare provider, get it checked, and if the blood pressure is high, they should be doing something about it in conjunction with their healthcare provider.
And, Dan, that brings us back to our international union and the 300,000 professional firefighters and emergency medical technicians we represent. The whole purpose of our participating in a stop, drop, control program, and that is to bring awareness, to bring education out to the community so that monitoring can be done on a more regular basis, and to use our, if you will, hopefully reputation in that community to make awareness, and not only in May, which is hypertension month, but throughout the year.
Gentlemen, I'm afraid we're almost out of time. If people wanted to get more information about the program, Stop, Drop, Control High Blood Pressure Program, is there a way to do that?
Simply go to the web to www.stopdropcontrol.com, and you'll receive all the information you need on the program.
Great. Thank you both very, very much for coming on WDIS.
Thank you, Dan, for having us.